1 Corinthians chapter 12. He wrote, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, 'Let Jesus be cursed.' And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses." Wonderful words written by the Apostle Paul nearly 2,000 years ago. We've been in a series, began first week in January, but because of weather, we're in February. because of some cancellations and moving back, but we're moving right along. A series entitled Illuminate, coinciding with the season of Epiphany. Epiphany is a season that Jesus is highlighted as the light of the world, that Jesus is for all people. He is not just for the Jews, he's for the Gentiles, he's for everybody on this entire planet. And so we began the series by talking about Jesus being the light of the world, and we as his followers are to show his light, or let his light shine through our lives to the rest of this world. And so the first prompt in this series was for us to arise, or to get up, to awaken, and to take our place as Jesus' lights in this world. We talked about a newfound focus for our church going forward, and that is for us to do whatever is necessary to connect to God, connect people to God, connect people to other people, and to connect people to their purpose. That is what we wanted. That's why we do ministries. That's what we're going to talk about, ministries today. But that's why we do ministries, to connect people to God, to connect people to other people, and to connect people to their purpose. We want to be very intentional about this. We want to be prayerful about this. We want to enlist the work of the Holy Spirit in this, so that we will connect people to God, connect people to people, and connect people to their purpose. If you recall, if you were here that first first Sunday in January, I handed out these index cards, and what I wanted you to do with these index cards is to write two things on the front of the card. I wanted you to write a prayer for yourself, something that you would commit to praying for daily about yourself. It may be a goal that you set for this. It may be an issue that you're dealing with. It may be an addiction that you're trying to overcome. You put that prayer for yourself in that first spot. In the second spot, I wanted you to be intentional about praying for somebody else. It could be a coworker. It could be a family member. It could be someone in your neighborhood. It could be someone that doesn't know the love of God in their lives, and you commit to praying for them daily. I wanted you to keep this with you. Keep it in your Bibles. This is my card. You can't see what's on my card, but I want you to have that. If you didn't do that, you want to do that, I have some extra cards here. You can come up and get one and do that. It might be a good idea, like Gary Burkhardt, what he did on the back of the card was put this on the back: connecting to God, connecting to people, and connecting to purpose, as a reminder that that's what we're going to be about in this church. The mission of God is to bring people to him, to reconcile, to redeem people. And the way that we are going to do that is to connect people to God, connect people to people, and connect people to their purpose. We continued this series last week by considering the theme getting filled. We looked at the baptism of Jesus and we considered our own baptisms as an initiation for the purpose to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit, to receive that stamp by God where the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus at his baptism and the voice from heaven says, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." And then Jesus was launched into doing his ministry. And likewise, yes, we receive the forgiveness of sins. Yes, we receive entrance into the body of Christ at our baptism, but we are also overwhelmed by this gift of the Holy Spirit that comes and possesses us and leads us and moves us. And we looked at baptism and we culminated last week, a wonderful way to culminate last week as Luke Pace was baptized into Jesus Christ by his dad. It was a wonderful day last week. And so this morning, in this season of illumination, I want us to consider the theme, getting involved. I love college basketball. I used to love college basketball. I don't watch much anymore. Can't follow college basketball like we used to. Some of the rules have changed such that a lot of the college players only come and play for 1 year and they don't stay. But back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I was like a walking like basketball card. You tell me a team and I could tell you everyone that was the top 25 of college basketball. I could tell you like their whole roster. Like in the 90s, like the Duke Blue Devils, it was led by Christian Laettner of Duke, and it was Christian Laettner and Grant Hill and Bobby Hurley. And I knew Christian Laettner because he grew up in a hometown near my hometown. My brother actually played against Christian Laettner in high school. I think my brother got dunked on by Christian Laettner. Don't tell him I told you that. But that was like the Duke Blue Devils. One of my favorite teams in the early 90s was the UNLV Running Rebels. University of Nevada, Las Vegas, coached by Jerry Tarkanian, and you had Larry Johnson and Stacey Augman and Anderson Hunt and Greg Anthony and Mo Scurry. I just named the starting lineup just from memory. That's how much I was into college basketball. And then you had, Ohio State fans, you had the Fab Five from Michigan. Remember that team? You had Chris Webber and Juwan Howard and Jalen Rose and Ray Jackson and Jimmy King, the Fab Five. There was another team, though, that I really enjoyed during those days. It was the Oklahoma Sooners. The Oklahoma Sooners were led primarily by two players, a point guard, number 10, Mookie Blaylock, and then number 33, a guy by the name of Stacey King. Now, Stacey King was one of my favorite players. Stacey King played the position that I played in high school. I was a power four. Stacey King was a power four. And I kind of modeled my game after Stacey King. Stacey King was a fantastic college player, led his team to the Final Four in 1988. They lost against Kansas, I believe, in the final game that year. Stacey King was a player that obviously when he was in college was very well, and he was drafted very high in the NBA. He was drafted 1990 by a team you might have heard called the Chicago Bulls. And he became teammates with a guy you might recognize if you know anything about sports by the name of Michael Jordan. Now, Michael Jordan is arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. And I know there's arguments on whether he is or isn't. You know, I actually think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the greatest player of all time. But for argument's sake, let's just say that MJ, Michael Jordan, is the greatest player of all time. Now, as a teammate of Michael Jordan, Stacey King, one of my favorite college players, would have been a part of several memorable moments with Michael Jordan. But I'll never forget reading and hearing the quote of Stacey King when he said, "I'll always remember this as the night Michael Jordan and I combined to score 70 points." I think that is a fantastic quote. I'll never forget the day, the game where Michael Jordan and I combined to score 70 points. Now that would be an incredible feat to combine with the greatest player of all time for 70 points. But what if I told you that Michael Jordan on that game scored 69 points. And Stacey King only scored 1 point. Now, here's my question. Is Stacey's accomplishment less significant because he only scored 1 point of that 70? I guess we can all be the judge. You know, there is just something that sticks out to me here. Stacey saw what he did and what Michael Jordan did as part of a team. They were teammates and had the same goal to win championships. They were united. They both had a separate set of skills. They both had different talents and were used differently. And their contributions together with their other teammates would lead to the following year, 3 straight championships. And that's what teams do. They identify their goals and they work together to achieve those goals. Now, recall once again that our new vision and direction here at the Reynoldsburg Church of Christ is to do what is necessary to connect people to God, connect people to people, and to connect people to their purpose. And in order to achieve this, the Holy Spirit driven must drive us. It has to be a Holy Spirit driven goal. We have to get up, we have to get filled, and we have to get involved. This is a church, the body of Christ. This is a body of Christ where it is vitally important that each and every one of us in the body discover their purpose, discover their gift, discover their talent, and get involved. It's just like a sports team. We may not all have the same role, the same function, or even the same impact, but we are all needed to achieve that goal. Maybe you are the Michael Jordan and you score the 69 points. Or maybe you're Stacey King and you score the 1 point. But even though Stacey King scored 1 point, he grabbed rebounds and he played defense and he stole the ball and he passed to Michael Jordan to score those 69 points. He set picks. He did all the things that sometimes don't get written about in the box score. You see, in the box score, they just put how many points you score, and that's what flashes out to you, but it didn't tell you all the nit and grit that goes on in a basketball game. I don't get tired of sports illustrations. I think in sports, they illustrate these important truths regarding the church and the kingdom of God. You see, we rise up in the light of Christ to show the light of Christ. It's our time in 2019 to get up and to do what's necessary to connect people to God, connect people to people, and to connect people to their purpose. Those of us who have said yes to Jesus, have been baptized and filled with the Spirit, are now part of this team, the body of Christ. And this apostle writing to this early church community wanted to let this body of Christ know that they were like a team. They had different functions, they had different roles, they had different places and pieces that they fit, but they had to work together. Paul wanted to remind this church that God was doing a powerful thing with this group of people who were different from one another, but all part of the same body, the same team. They came from different backgrounds, but they all had a common love for one another. Each one brought to the table a different story, but they were saved by the same Lord. Paul puts it this way, verses 12 and 13 of chapter 12. He says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves and free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." Throughout the testimony and witness of Scripture, God puts a premium on unity. He desires for us to be one and on the same page. If we are going to do what is necessary to make a difference in this world and in this community, church, we have to be one. We need to take our direction from the same Lord, the same God, and the same Spirit. When it comes to the areas where we are gifted or talented, it is not in the best interest of the body for one to think that they are better than the other. We are all in this together, and so while we may be a collection of many members, we may be a diverse group, we are one. We are the body of Christ. It's reminiscent of a scene in the Old Testament. The people of God, the Jews, those who had lived in exile for several years after being rebellious to God, and God allowed a foreign country to come in and to take them into slavery, and they were oppressed for several hundred years. But there came a point where they were allowed to return to their homeland. Upon their return, they were tasked with rebuilding the city of Jerusalem, their capital, and rebuilding their temple, because the city and the temple were destroyed by their enemies. Upon completion of those tasks, there's this scene recorded in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 7, end of chapter 7, beginning of verse, beginning of chapter 8. It says, in October, when the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people assembled with a unified purpose. At the square, just inside the water gate, they asked Ezra the scribe to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given for Israel to obey. And in some other translations, I love where it says that the people gathered as if they were one man or one person. The scene depicts a unity that should be desired amongst us here in the 21st century. I know that it is easy for us to be divided and exist as a divided people. We live in a country and in a time now where being divided is the norm and not the exception. We live in a time now where who you identify with politically means that you can snark and rip out the other person you disagree. That's the world we live in. And church, let me be honest, that's just easy to do. But I'm telling you that it takes some work, it takes some hard work, it takes some determination to say, in spite of our differences, we can be one. I want you to know that way back in the day, as we read this scene in Nehemiah, we had people from different tribes, coming from different towns, coming from different ways of life that came together and gathered together in that square as if they were one person. And I'm telling you that we can gather here at the Reynoldsburg Church of Christ, coming from all parts of the Central Columbus area, from all different political affiliations, from all types of backgrounds. Some of y'all grew up in the South, and some of you grew up in the North, and some of you grew up in other countries, and some of you grew up with some different things, but we can come together as one person. This is the type of unity that we ought to long for. This is the type of unity that we ought to sing about, and we ought to pray about, and we need to give God praise about. We need to ask God for more unity. Instead of asking the world to show us what oneness looks like, we need to be showing the world what oneness looks like. This is a unity that we ought to long for. It is so vitally important that we operate out of the same spiritual context as Jesus Christ as our head. I would suggest that one of the best ways and opportune ways for us to walk and live as one is to identify our individual gifts and talents and areas of contribution, and live into those gifts and talents and areas of contribution. Right now in this room, there are women and men who have been given gifts by the Almighty God to serve for His purpose. You have been blessed with a unique set of skills or talents. Paul wrote, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. The evidence of the Spirit that lives within you is displayed through the demonstration of your gifts that God gave each and every one of you. As As such, as those who live in God's illumination, we need to get up. As those who seek to follow Jesus, having experienced the blessing of baptism, we need to get filled. And the natural progression is for us to get involved, to get in the game. See, as I look around this room, I see some of you who have the gift to give. And some of you have the gift to pray. And some of you have the gift to teach. And some of you have the gift to sing. And some of you have the gift to care. Some of you have the gift to discern. And some of you have the gift to build. Some of you have the gift to organize. And some of you have the gift to preach. Some of you have the gift to lead, and some of you have the gift to encourage, and some of you have the gift of technology, and some of you have the gift of financial stewardship. Some of you have the gift of cooking. Some of you have the gift of hospitality. Some of you have the gift of patience. Some of you have the gift to design, and some of you have the gift to create. Some of you have the gift to administrate, and some of you have the gift to lead. Some of you have the gift of shepherding. Some of you have the gift of caring. Some of you have the gift of sharing. I could go on and on listing the ways that God has gifted this body of Christ. We find ourselves in an incredible season and a time in our life as a church that we have this myriad of giftings represented in this church right now. We stand in a position to connect people to God and to connect people to people and to connect people to their purpose. But a warning is necessary. If we are not walking as one, if we are not united, nothing we do will work or be successful. God doesn't desire to bless chaos, but out of chaos, God can bring unity and bless it. I believe that with all of my heart. And I believe that each and every one of you are destined for greatness in the kingdom of God. You are his daughters and his sons. And there is a mighty work that God is wanting to accomplish through you. But you have to decide that you want to get involved. I've said this in the past, that the purpose of gifts is not for one to shine, it's to shine the light of God. The purpose of gifts is not to get recognition, it's to bring recognition to Jesus Christ. The purpose of gifts is not to highlight functionality of the individual, but to advance the functionality of the entire body. So this is what the Reynoldsburg Church is committing to. The church will help each and every one of you to discover your gifts, your strengths, your areas of contribution. And we will seek to find ways for you to plug in and to get involved. As a church, we are in the process of identifying all ministry areas, the ministry leaders in those areas, and the specific needs in those areas. We are creating documents and a web application, a place where you can go on our website, click on and see the areas of ministry, and you can say, you know what, I want to plug in there. And you send your information, we'll pass it along to the ministry leader, and the ministry leader will contact you and say, here's how you can serve in this ministry area. We would love to employ your gifts, your skills, and your talents in this area. Those documents we will make available next week. We'll have a full rollout on the website. Again, it's a work in process, and we're going to get that out as soon as we can. Currently, there are ministries that are being led by many of you that need people and their gifts. And currently, there are ministries that have no owners. They have no ministry leaders. And there's some new ministries that we want to create that we believe will help put us in a better position to connect people to God, connect people to people, and to connect people to their purpose. This takes some time. But again, by next week, we will have both a printed document containing these different ministries and corresponding content. context, we are always looking at ways that we can get everyone here engaged in ministry. This is about God's glory, not individual glory. This is about God's mission, not personal agendas. This is about cooperation and not competition. One of the reasons why Paul had to write this to the Corinthian church is because some of the people there were arguing that their gifts were better than the other people, and they were disregarding the other people because they didn't have the same gift as them. That's not what we're going to do here. You see, what we believe here is that everybody matters, that everybody has to do their part, that everybody has to get involved. We need the 69-point scores, and we need the 1-point scores. We need the people who sit on the bench and cheer on the 69-point scores and the 1-point scores that have the gift of encouragement. We need everybody to get involved. Yesterday, I went shopping. I had to buy some light bulbs. And buying light bulbs and buying toilet paper are two of the most frustrating experiences that I can ever think of. Remember you can just go buy toilet paper and there was like 4 rolls in the pack? But now when you go buy toilet paper, like 12 rolls equals 36 and 18 rolls equals 54 and 72 rolls equals 104. And I'm good at math, but it's frustrating. I just want some toilet paper, y'all. And light bulbs, oh my goodness. You got, you know, the regular like the white light and soft light and outdoor light and now you got LED and three-way and all these types of lights. But I needed to buy a three-way light bulb. You know, like I have one of those lamps where, you know, you click on, it's dim, and then it gets a little more brighter. So I thought that I would buy an LED version because I wanted to last. This says it will last 13 years. You're right. But I bought this light bulb, and it's an LED bulb, and it's really expensive for a light bulb. This was almost $20 for one light bulb, and it looks nice. It's got a nice weight, and I'm sure that. I'm sure it will work. But church, check this out. This light bulb is really no use to me if I go home and I just leave the light bulb in this basket here. Right? It's not what it was intended for. And, you know, the full functionality of this bulb, I'll never get the full functionality of this bulb unless I put it into the correct type of lamp. So, I mean, this will work in any lamp probably, but in order for it to work the way it was designed, and this thing was uniquely designed, that's why it's so heavy, and that's why it's made to last 13 years. This took some engineering and some creativity to create. In order for this to operate to its optimal performance, I need to put this in the right lamp, I need to screw it in, and I need to turn on the lamp. What's the significance here? I want you all to know that God spent a great deal of time working on each and every one of us. We are all uniquely created. We are all uniquely gifted. We are all uniquely made. Like you are not me and I'm not you. Like you're you and you're not him. Like God made you all to be your unique selves. If you don't get involved, you're no use to what God can do in this world. And in order for you to work in an optimal way, we got to make sure we plug you into the right outlet, right? The right lamp. So if you're gifted in one particular area, we may be wasting your time putting you in an area that you're not going to work. So let's spend the time to figure out, to discern what it is that God made you to do best. And let's plug you in. And let's be a light to this world. Let's be a light for this generation. Let's be a light for this community. Let's be a light for your home. Let's be a light for your workplace. Church, I assure you that there are several ways that you can get plugged in this church here. And I could tell you that there's some areas that may put you out in front, and there may be some areas that you'll be in the background. It doesn't matter. For some of you, you're going to be ahead. You're going to be like, some of us, man, we're going to be like the pinky toe or a knuckle or a pancreas. You don't see the pancreas, but I tell you, pancreas is pretty important. We need the entire body. We need everyone to get involved. Let's not waste what God has done to create. He created us to do some wonderful stuff. He took time to make sure all the parts were in the right place so that we would be plugged into the right type of lamp and do the work that we were designed to do. Man, when we figure that out, church, I can only imagine. I can only imagine that there will be story after story of how God was connecting people to Him and connecting people to other people and connecting people to their purpose. So get involved. What I want you to do this week is I want you to be praying about where you're currently serving, or if you're not currently serving, about some of the areas that you think that you can offer your unique skills and your unique talents and your unique offerings to the body of Christ. And next week, as we offer these documents and offer opportunities to go to the website to sign up and to reach out to ministry leaders, man, we just want to urge you to get involved. I want to close with a prayer of illumination that is short, but I think it's just so fitting to our story here at Reynoldsburg. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and illuminate us. Come, wind of heaven, and move us. Come, flame of love, and stir us. Come, dove of peace, and unite us. Come, giver of all gifts, and fill us. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen. The praise team will now come forward and we'll sing a song of encouragement, a declaration that we are the body of Christ. I suspect taken right out of the theme of Paul writing to the Corinthian church about us being one and having the same goal and having the same vision. And as we're singing this song, if you want to come forward and share with us a prayer request or need, we would invite you to do so. If you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, and you want to make a profession of faith that Jesus is Lord, that He is the Son of God, if you want to partake and be blessed by the ministry of baptism, to have your sins washed away, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be initiated for God's mission, we would love to offer that blessing to you. If there's anything else that we can do for you as we sing this song, please come as we stand. And as we sing.